Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show, and I'd like to welcome the Golden State Warriors back to the Western Conference Finals. They've reached this point in the playoffs with a five-game win over Portland. Harrison Barnes was right in the middle of all of it, and we're glad to have him back here on the show. First of all, Harrison, congratulations on getting past a Portland team that I thought gave you guys as much as you could possibly want out of an opponent over a five-game series.
Yeah, I mean, you have to give those guys a lot of credit. I mean, they played hard every single night. They pushed us a lot of the game. I think four out of the five games we were down, in the first quarter or first half. So we definitely got better in that series, but they pushed us.
Yeah, I mean, every single win for you guys, with the exception of the game one, which went wire to wire, was kind of a dogfight. If not, you know, at the end of the game, certainly in the middle of the game at some point in time. What did Portland do to make you guys look so lost on some defensive possessions? There were so many open looks that McCollum and Lillard and Crabbe got off. I was really surprised to see that, because you guys normally clamp down and you can snap your fingers and kind of clamp down. It didn't happen. Didn't even happen last night till the very end.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of that goes to two main factors. One, they're really well coached. You have to give Coach Stotts credit. He does a great job with that team and putting those guys in positions to score and be effective. And two, I mean, they have, two great scorers in TJ McCollum and Damian Lillard, and the rest of those guys, I mean, they're stepping up, they're making plays. But, when you have, talent and good coaching, it's going to be tough for anybody, and they definitely made us work.
It was a good win for you guys. I thought that the crucial win really in the series, though, was game two. Gave you a little house money to play with up in Portland. And obviously that epic overtime goes down, but not before your huge shot in game four. I don't know if that was drawn up to come to you as the first option. It looked like you were the second option, the leak in that. Tell me about your game. Well, not what, I don't know, it was game winning shot, but you a huge shot to help force overtime in game four.
Yeah, the play was not designed for me to get the shot, that's for sure. But, it was designed for Steph to go out and make a play. I set the flare screen for Clay to get him an open shot. And when Steph came off, he saw me open, he got me the ball, and then I didn't even think about it. I just shot it, and so we just played from there.
It's funny. You pick and choose your moments. You really do. Or maybe the moments are picking and choosing you. And there's a lot of fans who are frustrated. Why doesn't Harrison do more? Why isn't he, doing more with the ball throughout the game? But when the big shot comes your way, you usually knock that down, man.
Well, I appreciate that. It's tough. A lot of people, judge good performances off, scoring. And, that's what, gets the highlights and the glamour. But, in the playoffs, it's all about, defensive rebounding. I think if you look, at our series, rebounding is huge. And if you look at the other series, the Spurs and the Thunder, rebounding down the stretch, those are the huge things, and a lot of things that, you do without doing this team, are not necessarily glitz and glamour type things or things that, jump off the stat sheet, but the things that are necessary for us to win. And I try to go do that, when I step on the floor.
Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors here on the Damon Bruce Show. And we'll get to your MVP teammate here in just a little bit. But I got to ask you, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble, and I'm not trying to get you fined or anything like that, but I thought that the whistles in this series were a little nuts. And to be totally honest with you, the Blazers traveled more on your court last night than they did on their flight back to Portland. These guys are taking 4 or 5 steps through the lane almost every single time they're coming through it. I love Dame Lillard, but that guy walked a marathon in this series. When you're playing through what I'll say was a poorly officiated in your direction series, those aren't your words, they're mine. The foul on Draymond that they called a block. I mean, that thing was all arm. I saw it from the top of the lower bowl. It was all arm. He got yeah. Wahoo McDaniel going in there and no call. How frustrating is it to play 5-on-8 basketball?
it can be it's always tough and frustrating sometimes, you know, when calls aren't going your way. But, you know, the biggest thing they have to remember is these guys are human. I mean, you'll go and you'll say, look, you know, hey, you know, ref A, you know, I think you missed a call. And I say, oh, okay, and I'll look at it. And sometimes they come back and they say, you know what? You're right. I missed that call. You know what I'm saying? So it's a give and take. But, you know, throughout this series, I think that, you know, for as many, quote, unquote, missed calls that, you know, we got, you know, we also got some in return that, you know, we were able to, you know, be physical. We, you know, got a call here, got a call there. So, I mean, they're human just like we are. They're going to make mistakes. But, you know, as long as we, you know, take care of our business and control what we can control, that's all we can ask for.
I thought it was amazing that Livingston got ejected. I guess he did say the magic words, though, right?
Man, Sean is as mild-tempered as they come. So for him to get thrown out of a game, let alone get a technical, was surprising. And, you know, you usually think that, you know, when a guy gets technical, the ref has to walk to the other side of the court. And then if you approach him again, you know, get physical, whatever, then you get ejected. But it was a tight whistle.
I really thought that Draymond was going to get a tech last night at some point. If nothing else, for, like, inadvertently almost breaking the hand of the official, like, all totally off the ball, away from the play. He brought his hand down, caught the other guy's hand. I've never seen anything like that ever.
Yeah, I was so surprised, you know, when Draymond, you know, did the fist pump or whatever. You know, Ken was, like, looking at his hand. I thought Draymond broke his hand. So I was like, oh, man, like you broke the ref's hand, but it wasn't, you know, on purpose. I'm like, do you get fined for that? Like, do we get ejected? Like, are they going to assume that he was trying to hit the ref?
Right, is that a flagrant because there was no ball involved?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just, I'd never seen that before in my life. And, you know, luckily it was just a cut, but, man, I mean, that was a scary moment.
You know, we've seen Klay Thompson take incredible steps forward in his confidence, in his game this year. And he has been, you know, along with Draymond, I think this team's playoff MVP so far. He has been phenomenal. Are you watching your teammate completely achieve superstar status in this league? Do you feel that teams are looking at him differently this season than last season?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at Klay's game, I mean, he's grown, you know, so much. And I think that, you know, especially with Steph being out, I mean, he really showed that, you know, he can, you know, he can lead this basketball team. He can carry us, and you know, he can hit big shots. He can, you know, be a consistent scorer for us. So, you know, it's just great to see his development, and you just obviously want to see that continue to grow.
There's so much talk about Steph, who wins back-to-back MVPs, first-ever unanimous MVP, which in the history of basketball is absolutely amazing. You know, it's something Jordan never did. It's something Wilt Chamberlain never did, two guys who dominated their eras. You know, there's so much talk about him from the outside. You're on the inside. Your locker is actually right next to Steph's. What's the one thing about him you wish the public knew more about?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Probably just how normal he is. I think, you know, a lot of times, you know, people, they look at his game, they look at the things that he's accomplishing. He's breaking records almost every single night, and he, you know, he's achieved, you know, superstar status, all that type of stuff. And people just assume that, you know, his lifestyle is the same way, or who he is as a person. You know, he must have like a really big ego, but he's really as normal as they come. I mean, you know, you would never assume that, you know, the back-to-back MVP, you know, is that guy who's walking across the locker room just like everyone else. I mean, he doesn't, you know, try to command attention to himself. He doesn't make it about himself. He's super selfless. I mean, I think that's what really keeps the engine of this team going.
If he hadn't won the MVP, who should have?
Ooh,
look at you. I didn't mean to create such a dramatic pause, but I'm glad I did.
No, I mean, honestly, I don't even know who's in second. I mean, it was pretty, in my opinion, it was pretty clear this year of who the MVP was. I think last year, you know, people could have made that debate just based on what James Harden was doing in Houston. But this year, I mean, I really don't know who would have been second.
You know, there's talk about LeBron, Russell Westbrook, obviously, both having monster years. LeBron, had he been named back-to-back MVPs over the last two seasons, I doubt he would have spent much of today debating the semantics of value. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, you know, when you look at, you know, what Steph has accomplished this season, I mean, I said it earlier, I mean, he's improved. I mean, you just don't see that from, you know, back-to-back MVP candidates. I mean, he's improved almost to the point where you could have thrown him in the most improved category.
Yeah.
And that's just so rare. And that's why I said, you know, I don't even know who was second, because not only did, you know, he was a leader of a great team, he dominated this season, but he got better off what he did last year. And that's tough to do.
Yeah, I've always said, like, LeBron James is the default setting for basketball excellence, and someone's going to have to put up a historic or outlier type of season to trump the default setting of LeBron on this league. And I legitimately think that that's exactly what Steph Curry's done over the last 2 years. Total outlier seasons that we've never seen before.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the efficiency, the scoring, the wins. I mean, when you start putting all this stuff together, I mean, it's historic. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. And, you know, like I said, you know, you just want to just continue to see him, you know, just get better and continue to see him work.
Harrison, do you watch the Eastern Conference playoffs at all?
I haven't watched a whole lot of Eastern Conference playoffs. Mostly Western Conference.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you what, the minute you tune in, you'll find what I find. It's that compared to the series and playoff games that you guys have been in, the way that Oklahoma City and San Antonio are playing against each other, it's almost like watching a different sport. I mean, it really is. It's the difference between wide open basketball and, you know, not wide open basketball, more rudimentary half court. It feels like I'm watching the NBA 8-12 years ago when I watch Heat Raptors.
Yeah, man, that's what he said that. But the West is such a rodeo. I mean, there's so many good teams, so many deep teams, and you know, I think it just causes, you know, these games. Like we said, you know, this is a 5-game series, but you know, it almost felt like 7. It felt like every game was just a grind game, just a, you know, back and forth. And next year is going to be the exact same way. So, you know, our hands are definitely full in the West. That, you know, not a whole lot of attention goes to watching the East.
You know, I think you guys are very fortunate to be done with Portland and not have to get on an airplane to go back up there. Maybe even face the reality of a Game 7 should they have won back on their home court. You guys broke your rear ends to beat Portland in 5, and that was coming off of a kind of an easy series against Houston. Are you happy that you had a battle series after a coast series, or would it have been better for a 73-win team with no real, you know, self-confidence needs to insert at any point in time? Would it have been better to coast the entire way? Are you glad that you got tested? Does that help you at this point in time in the year for next series? Or are you completely battle-tested, 73 wins? Don't lie.
No. I mean, I think what made last year so special is that we got better during each playoff series. And we needed a series like this one where it's, you know, it's not pretty. You know, it's ugly wins. It's grind-out wins. It's winning, you know, based on comebacks and us having to get stops in the fourth quarter. I mean, that ultimately is what we're going to need. I mean, if you have, you know, easy series where you're just gliding along through the playoffs, eventually you're going to hit some adversity. And when that hits, you know what I'm saying, you have to be ready for that. And I mean, I don't know what is, you know, a more adverse situation than, you know, us being without Steph, you know, playing these games that are, you know, we need everybody to contribute, you know, the whole entire roster. And when you have that kind of confidence, which we did, it's great. And we can continue to build off it. And next series, you know, will be another tough series. And hopefully we can continue to get better throughout that if we want to advance.
Regular season and postseason, you guys are now 81-11. Just say it out loud. Just have you ever said anything like that out loud? Say it out loud. We are 81-11.
81-11. And we still let some slip during the regular season. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
I was debating with a buddy of mine who's a huge Cavs fan that if the 73-win Warriors played in the East, that's got to be good for at least 5 games. As an Eastern Conference team, you guys win 78, 79. Are you 80-2 in the Eastern Conference?
Oh, man, it's hard to tell. But, I mean, the East is good this year.
Stop. You know, stop it. You're being friendly. And stop. It's a one-team conference. Are you serious?
Nah, man. Nah, I mean, on any given night, anyone can beat you. We lost some East Conference teams too. So
that's right. The Bucks, you know, and after double overtime, and your entire team just being exhausted. The Celtics got you once, but that's, come on. I mean, I think you guys.
The NBA, man. Anyone can beat you on any given night.
78-4 in the East. That's what I think. I gotta ask you. We gotta wrap up with this, Harrison. I know you won't answer it, but I gotta ask it. Thunder or Spurs Who's the better matchup for you guys in the Western Conference Finals?
I mean, both teams are going to be, you know, challenging. I mean, I don't think there's really a good answer for that. I mean, one team we saw a long time ago in the playoffs, but they, you know, they've won championships. They're very experienced. So they'll be tough. And, you know, Thunder, I mean, they're, you know, extremely talented. Obviously have two superstars, so there'll be a handful as well. So either team definitely poses challenges.
Well, hey, man, always appreciate your time. Thank you very much for coming on an off day here in the playoffs as you get ready for the Western Conference Finals. Good luck to you and your team. Rest up, get healthy all the way around, and we can't wait to see you guys hopefully take the home court again on Monday night. If this series ends tonight in Oklahoma City, Western Conference Finals begin against OKC on Monday night, and that'll be an awful lot of fun if that happens. Harrison, you're always generous with your time, man. Thank you.
Hi, man. Thank you very much.
Always good to have Harrison. And by the way, if you would like to see Steph Curry's back-to-back MVP trophies, they're going to be on display at the Warriors team store at Oracle Arena tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So fans can come on in, get a trophy, expect lines, expect a lot of people to show up for that one. And it's cool that the Warriors let people come in and do that. That's definitely a historic moment in NBA history. And you can go get your picture with the MVP trophies at Oracle Arena Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.